doors down. Black Oak, Lone Pine goes all the way to Black Oak, and we're right at that intersection. I own dozens of vacation rental properties, including 8 of them here in Branson, but I own dozens in the 4-state area. I do really, really well with them, but every single one of them are in communities and communities that are approved for nightly rental use. So I don't have to come and get a conditional approval, but they cost a lot more usually, and they're condos, they're log cabins, they're things that are, are designed for nightly rental and they're surrounded by nightly rentals. I do really, really well with them, but it's a different ball game, and this is not good for residential neighborhoods. I had called the planning office a few weeks ago when I received this notice. A couple of questions I do have. One, is there supposed to be a sign in the yard leading up to this hearing? There was for about 2 days, and then that sign was either removed or blew over, but it has not been there. The other thing is, are you supposed to, because I'm new to this part of it. Again, I've done tons of nightly rentals, but I'm new to this aspect. Are you supposed to just rent it out and then ask for, get the approval later, or do you have to get the approval and then start renting it? Which comes first?
Well, ideally, you would come and get approval before doing nightly rentals.
Okay. I appreciate that, and I figured that was probably the case. But I just wanted to double check again because I am new to this. But this property has been listed since the beginning of the year. It's on Airbnb. It's on VRBO. It's on several groups that I'm a part of, that NIC activity, things posts about it regularly. It has 1 5-star review from February. It has 6 more bookings. There's somebody staying there right now that's going to be there until looked it up. Through the 19th. They're from Iowa, and there's 6 more bookings going into the end of July on it. As they had mentioned earlier, we have... In addition to trash problems and noise problems, which are a real thing, I mean, they're very real. The other problem is, like they mentioned with Skyline, that road, that Lone Pine, well, everything through there, they're very narrow roads. And what happens, especially with a lot of these driveways and the number of people that come, they'll say 10 people, but I'm telling you from personal experience, it's more than that. It usually is anywhere from, I've had experiences where they can sometimes bring twice as many people. And what happens is they end up parking in the street, and you can't hardly get through there. It's so narrow, when two cars come by each other, it's your tire's hanging off the road. And that happens all the time through there. When I called this number the other day, too, I listed to the lady I spoke with 4 addresses there on Lone Pine that are all doing nightly rental, and she was only aware of one other that's registered. So I don't know how many are supposed to be doing it, but I know for a fact 4 addresses, and I've got them here. They're 290, 300, 360, and then this 490. Lone Pine are all doing nightly rentals. They got people in and out all the time from all over the place. And I just, again, as they had mentioned earlier, it's crazy to me that we're letting this happen in residential communities. And, again, I don't know if all 3 of those, again, I'm just going to rattle them off again, 290, 300, 360, and now this 490 that's been doing it for a while and looks to be doing it for a while to come. I don't know. I hope you guys, I don't know. I just really hope that this doesn't become a regular thing in residential communities. I think it's totally wrong. And again, I'm from Overland Park. I'm new to living here full time, but I am not a fan of it. And if this continues, heck, I'll turn mine into a VRBO. And doing as many of those as I do, I don't want to do that. I would rather people operate in areas that, that allow for that. So anyway, I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Next.
I'm Bronwyn Roberts. I live directly across the street from this. Like he was saying, like everybody's saying, the road I live on is a 1-lane road. Nightly rentals down the street, they park in the street, they leave their doors open, you can't get around them. This is directly across the street from me. I do not want a nightly rental. It's a nightmare.
Okay.
That's it. Please, y'all, don't do this.
Thank you. Anyone else? Want to come back up? You mind lifting that mic up just a tad? There you go. Any specific questions for the applicant?
When did you find out you had to get a permit?
I was notified, I think, sometime in January. When I had bought the property back, and I think it was August, we looked into it, and apparently it's outside city limits, and there was no requirement for this, so this is all new to me. So after I bought the house, put my life savings into it, and then even threw even more money into it because the house was completely trashed, and I had to throw even more money into it this upcoming year. I mean, if I knew that it wasn't allowed, I just never would have done it because I wouldn't have wanted the headache. We do have another Airbnb at Lake of the Ozarks. We screen every single guest. We ask for a cash deposit. And if the rules are broken, you haven't met my wife, but she calls and we get them out of there. We do not accept that because we value our neighbors more than the people that are renting it. Like I said, we do have a wooded lot behind us, one to the right. I've been down there quite a lot since we purchased it and rehabbing it. I know there's other rentals, especially the one next to me. I've never heard a single one. To be honest with you, I've never had a problem with any of the parking on the street. I know this guy who behind me who parks on the street. I don't know if he's allowed, whereas I think the tail of his truck sticks out to the road. But, I mean, every time a car goes by me, we just pull off to the side and go the other way. I mean, the fact that there's apparently four other, Airbnbs, I'm trying to do the right thing and come down here and get the permits and everything like that. But like I said, we're not trying to Airbnb it the whole entire time. And the gentleman who has the said there's six bookings, four of those bookings are us. We book them out for our family going down there. We just want a place for our family to go to during the summer as well.
How long have you had the one at Lake of the Ozarks?
This will be our third full year coming up.
Is any permitting required for that one?
No, that's outside city limits. Correct. But I'll tell you this, some of my neighbors, we've had repeat customers. We have one customer or person at Lake of the Ozarks come back for a third time, and they go hang out with my neighbor all the time. And they look forward to it because, like I said, we screen on who comes. We have a limit of 10 people, and we have kicked people out before that go over that. We're not designed at Branson here to be a party house. We want it to be a family house. We don't have it set up where there's a place for you to really party in the house. It's more laid back with just like a family room, a couch. We don't have a big outside where people can go to a pool and swim and, a big deck to throw parties on. We don't have any intentions of doing that.
Question for Scott. Has there been any complaints on any of the beer, any of them up there in Skyline? Anything registered with the commission?
Just this one that we were notified that it was renting.
Yeah, any complaints on the other ones?
The other two, no. Like no, I have not.
Okay, thanks. Uh-huh. Who's your local management?
I actually do. We haven't really fully been into it full time, but we do have a local cleaner who will come and do all that stuff. I don't have his name. My wife handles all that, but it's a local guy who's been here for a while and has other Airbnbs and rentals like that. So I know if there's any issues, he said he'd come over and take care of it, and he has people on his list of maintenance people. Omaha, Nebraska.
One of the issues I have with it is the access to it. We do have that in our codes now. That being a very narrow road, 10 to 11 feet, basically, on average through there. The main road's wider, but this particular road is a lot narrower. So I have an issue with the access being that many vehicles. Additional vehicles.
I think with the eight items that we look at with the, you know, that's on page 136, y'all should have a book to be open to that as we're coming across several with the new zoning regulations of, to be able to look at how it applies to the application, which the other two happened prior to this, the zoning regulations changing as far as compatible with adjacent uses in terms of scale, site design, operating characteristics, traffic generation, noise, we've heard. And then you, as you bring up, adequate access to routes provided and designed for ingress and egress to minimize traffic congestion.
We also do put a maximum on the number of cars that are allowed at our place as well.
So any other questions for the applicant or discussion amongst ourselves or somebody ready to throw out a motion? Read through the eight, see if it meets or if there's any concern with the eight items listed on page 136.
I bought the property too, it was my understanding that, and speaking to my agent, who her mother actually lives on Skyline Drive a few houses down, she was actually kind of happy to see the house get fixed up and, you know, cleaned up. She informed me too that I bought it that there was no HOA and that it hadn't been active for quite some time, just because it is a much older neighborhood.
Yeah,
I think it's like 40-50 years old. Like I said, if I knew that was going to be an issue, I never would have considered it if I knew that the neighbors were going to put up that much of a stink. But the fact is, like I said, I mean, there's already two or three that have already had conditional uses, permits applied, and apparently there's a lot more in there that are just trying to fly under the radar. But I'm just sure they're trying to do it right and bring a little bit of money back to the county and city and tax revenue.
Hear what Doug said.
I said the rezoning maps and everything, we kept the night the rentals out of residential neighborhoods. That was our purpose. Then we're going back on what our purpose was.
Well, I'll make
a motion to deny based on compatibility with the surrounding house being residential and the access roads being narrow.
Scott, were you able to get that?
Mm-hmm. Compatibility with the surrounding, what's the exact wording? Other homes?
Other residential.
Residential.
Neighborhood, okay. And access roads being narrow.
And then Lone Pine access issue, 10 foot road service, not an adequate access for ingress, egress, according to number 6.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
That's what he referred to. So we have a motion to deny.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Scott, how many nightly rentals are actually permitted on that road?
two with special use permits.
Yeah.
There's two,